What up, though? It's your boy, BZ430, back again with another Dead End Sports 365. So the three things that I'm looking forward to and going into this second half of the NBA season, I want to see if Phoenix can keep this well machine going. Dare I say it, the way they are playing this season so far kind of reminds me of when the Pistons lost to the Lakers in 88. And then going into that 88-89 season, Pistons was just... it was no stopping them. It was a well-oiled machine. That's how Phoenix is playing right now this season. They remind me of that. They remind me of that team that came up short in the finals, and in the next year, it was no denying them. So I definitely want to see how Phoenix can finish the second half of the season strong. Is this a fluke? Because I was one of the people that said in the beginning of the year, I thought last season was kind of a fluke, and they definitely shut me up. So, and nobody's talking about it. The media is not talking about how well Phoenix Sun is playing ball this year. Another thing... two things. I mean, I'm going to the Eastern Conference on this one. Now with Ben Simmons and James Harden on today, respective teams, one, I want to see how Philly's going to, you know, they've been playing good ball. So now with James Harden thrown into the mix, how that's going to look. You know what I'm saying? Will he become a part of the well-oiled machine? Because Embiid right now is looking, he's playing MVP level ball. So, you know, if James Harden come in and kind of help him with the scoring, going to the second half, showing that he can prove his worth in the playoffs, I want to see that. And with Ben Simmons over there at Brooklyn Nets, and then KD's coming back from his injury, they saying right after All-Star break, but I think it might be a little bit later than that. But before playoffs, obviously, I want to see how Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons, can they all get it going in the Eastern Conference and try to take it to that next level. So, yeah, man, them the three things I'm looking forward to. And I mean, you know, just an honorable mention, you know, I want to see how the rookies going to finish out this season as well. Mobley, Cunningham, Barnes from out there in Toronto. I want to see how these young guys, now that they seem to get adjusted to the NBA and how fast the game is compared to college and high school and all that stuff, I want to see how these guys can finish out this season and make a run for that Rookie of the Year award. So it's going to be interesting, man. I'm rooting for Kane, but I won't be mad if Mobley win it. I would not be mad one bit. He's playing tremendous ball as a rookie as well. So, but yeah, then my three thoughts. Let me know what y'all think in the comment section, and see y'all. You will see one of us tomorrow. So peace out.